Thank you. Good morning, everybody. As you can see, my talk today is about an invasive bark beetle, the Mediterranean pine engraver. It's new to California and it's new to the U.S. The Mediterranean pine engraver, MPE, originates from this area, ranging from Europe to China. MPE has invaded the Monterey pine plantations in the southern hemisphere, and including Chile and South Africa. It also invaded the U.S. as well. In the lab, Lee found that MPE could develop in all these pines. Among these pines, Italian stone, Canary Island, Scots, and Aleppo, exotic pines. She also found that MPE could develop in Douglas fir and spruces, which are important conifers in American forests. MPE was first found in Fresno County in 2004. Then it was found abundantly in adjacent counties, such as Kern, Tulare, Madera, and Merced of California. So far, the breeding populations was only found in the southern Central Valley of California. Since this beetle is new and it's believed to have high dispersal potential, so it's important to know the better baits for monitoring, and it's important to know the dispersal abilities of this beetle for developing national risk maps. So after MPE was discovered in California, we did an extensive study on the attractive behavioral chemicals on MPE. It was found that the combination of mesobutanol, meloxifenol, and the racemic alpha-pinene was the most attractive. It performed much better than commercial baits, such as Ips bait and MPE bait. It also performed much better than the male-infested logs. So we call this a combination mesobutanol, meloxifenol, and the racemic alpha-pinene the improved bait. This is the response of males and the females. Last year, we did a mark recapture study in Visalia. We used a 1 kilometer radius trapping array. The trapping array included 112 traps and arranged in pairs. One trap in a pair was baited with the improved bait we found, and the other, the commercial Ips bait. The paired traps were spaced 25 meters apart. And we did 3 trials, and over 20,000 beetles were released, and about 7 to 20% of the beetles were captured. And the data fit to this model very well for both the improved bait and commercial bait. So the model predicts that about 38% of the beetles can move 500 meters or less. The 40% of beetles can move between 500 and 1500 meters. But only less than about 44% of the beetles can move beyond 3500 meters. So if the beetle population is small, the dispersal of MPE beyond 3500 meters is not significant. So to test these predictions, we did a large-scale mark recapture study this year near Cattleman City. This is the experiment site. It's a circle with a 10-kilometer radius. You can see the agricultural fields, and this is a Tulare Lake. Here's our experiment setup. We placed paired traps along the cardinal directions at 0.1 kilometer, 0.5, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 kilometers from the release center. At each spot, we have a pair of traps. One of them was baited with the improved bait, the other ips bait. So the paired traps were spaced 25 meters apart. So at each distance, we have four pairs of traps. Except at 4 kilometers, we have 8 pairs of traps. We placed 4 more pairs at the northwest, northeast, southeast, and southwest. Remember, the model predicts that the beetle dispersal beyond 3,500 meters is not significant. So here is a small part of our experiment set. So you can see the agricultural fields. It's over 300 square kilometers, so with no trees. So the experiment site was so big that we had to drive an ATV to our traps. Like last year, we collected a lot of infested logs, reared the beetles out, colored them with fluorescent powder, and released them using this platform. You can see the colored beetles on the platform trying to take off. Here's what we found. This is a top graph shows the results of last year. This is the results of this year. You can see that this is the distance from release center. At 50 meters last year, the improved bait in red performed 3 times better. But at 1 kilometer, it performed over 10 times better. This year at 100 meters, the improved bait performed about 6 times better. 500 meters, it's about 15 times better. So at 2 kilometer, all the traps baited with the commercial bait caught no beetles. But at 6, 8, 10 kilometers, the traps baited with the improved bait still caught beetles. They only represent less than 1% of the released beetles, but we still caught them with the improved bait. So the improved bait performed much better than the commercial bait, especially at the low population densities. So this graph shows the distribution of recaptured beetles in our 1 hour trials. You can see most of the recaptured beetles were in close range and in southern directions. In this trial, the northwestern wind blew at about 34 kilometers per hour. So most of the beetles were in downwind directions. You can see we caught some beetles at 6 kilometers. In another trial, we got beetles at 10 kilometers. So a summary, we did 3 trials, about 18,000 beetles were released. The recapture rate ranged from 9 to 40%. The improved bait performed much better, especially at low population densities. It can be 15 times better than the commercial bait. So most of our recaptured beetles were in downwind directions, and so the dispersal by MPE may be facilitated by winds. So in 24 hours, we caught some beetles between 2 and 10 kilometers, but they only represented less than 1% of the released beetles. So the results match the predictions of the model developed last year. At last, I would like to acknowledge Graves and Hammond for field and lab assistance. I also want to thank the Buzzwell Company and McCarthy Family Farms and Sandy Ridge Farms for access to their properties. With that, I will take your questions.
We do have 2 minutes for questions.
So is the improved that is ultimately better in the forest rather than, you know, just in the field? Because in the field, you don't have any forest there. So maybe it's heading in the upper end there, showing, okay, food insects, not only the human, but also the hawk.
We only did the studies in agricultural fields, so very few trees. So we don't know yet in the forests. So. No, we don't, because we did.
Can you repeat the question for everybody?
The question is, do we have the permission to release the beetles? So, no, we don't, because we can, because the experiment sites are in the distribution range, so of in California. So we don't need the permission. So it's there. It's introduced to there already.